WTWA Mobile.
Hello, today Steve, W2T stationary.
And you what? How you doing, Rusty? Had to get Jimmy in 4MMW to put in a compressor for one of my HVAC systems over at my office building today. Got done with that, and I tried to go over and get some 1 to 3 inch riddle rock for my wife, and the place I normally get it from is sold out, so I had to come all the way over here to North Spartanburg to a place off of 221 to get it over here. They were the only ones around that had any. So, I just wish I could be out retired and playing like you are.
Well, let's see. Today, I had Mitch come over, and we put the line up in the tree where I'm going to hang my G5RV. Haven't put it up yet. I'm still working on a few things for that, but I got the line up in the tree, so all I got to do now is pull things up. And working on getting my radio room reset and getting things for that. Been on the phone to a few people this morning, and, you know, minor things like that. Now I'm taking a break, messing around here on the computer right now.
It made. I'll tell you what. Well, how does this radio sound? Am I overdriving the mic?
No, you're not today. Sounds good. And of course, I want to borrow your pickup truck. I got to go pick up 60 concrete blocks. You want to move them for me?
A bit, but not that much.
Thanks. I mean, you know, I got to do some work in my front yard, and I need the concrete blocks to build the flower area, so I can put some topsoil down in there. You know, things like that.
Yeah, well, right now I've already got 2,000 pounds of river rock on the back of my truck, and I'm headed for the barn. Don't that sound like fun?
Now you get to spread them.
Now, that's a whole different story in itself. My wife made me put a whole bunch of roses, knockout roses, across the whole front of the house, about 60 foot every 2 or 3 foot, and now she wants to keep the weeds out of them, so she's putting down this weed barrier cloth and putting the rock on top. And since I have the black thumb, man, I tell you what, any plant it needs to beware. I got the black thumb, man, I can kill kudzu. I stay away from her roses, and she puts the rock out. So I don't have to worry about the rock. All I got to do is get it there.
Yeah, but you got to get it out of the truck so she can get to it to spread it around. And I'm sure she's going to want you to do that part of it, you know?
Yeah, I do that, but that's as far as I go with those plants. She likes things that bloom, not turn black.
Pretty good in the growing department. I just gotta do some rebuild the area where I've got in the front yard that I wanna put topsoil, because right now all I've got is a couple of old timbers out there, and you know, they're not even really good stuff, and so I'm going to get some concrete block, box it in on this one side, and then see if I can go from there to put some topsoil in there, and then plant the plants I want to plant. I got to move a couple, and move about three, and then see about getting some others to go in there. So anyway, well, I got a phone call coming in. I'll catch you later, Steve. Be careful out there. CN4VWA, W2T.
BWA, clear.
D7J.
ND7J, KN4VWA. What's happening, big guy?
I just wondered if your noise went away.
Oh, man, I've been chasing around all over the county this morning. I had to have a HVAC compressor put in one of my units down at my office building. I got
any more, 4MMW to do that for me today. Got finished with that. And I had to go over to Highway 221 over there in Spartford just to get a bunch of river rock for my wife. So I've got that in the on my trailer headed back to the house. So everybody's got a piece of me today except me.
And again, I'll ask you the question. Did you get rid of the noise?
Oh, no. No, I hadn't even had a chance to do anything with it yet. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to do that when I get back to the house in about an hour. So I'll give you a holler and let you know whether that worked out for me or not. As a matter of fact, let me ask you a question real quick. The only ferrites that Wireman had that were solid, you know, not the little clip-on things, they had some over there that were big enough to pass, I believe they're talking about the hole in the center being big enough to pass a PL-259 collar through. I think that's going to be a little bit too big for what I'm trying to do, isn't it?
No, those will work. Those will work. Just run your wires through two or three times. You know, through the hole, back around, through the hole, back around, through the hole, two or three times. One on each end and see if that helps you. I think you need to get your ground wire up to your battery, first of all.
Yeah, roger. I've already got the wire laid out down in my building. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. But if that doesn't do it, I'm going to run over to the Wireman. You know what? I may run over to Wireman and grab a few of those anyhow. You know, just for the sake of argument, to have them on there to make sure I've not got a nice, clean power line. I jump on that this afternoon. I probably start about 2 o'clock, something like that, and see if that takes care of it. And I'll go from there. But I'll give you a holler and let you know for sure which way it goes, okay?
Yeah, just shoot me a text. I'm just curious. I'd like to know if by hooking the ground wire up directly from the radio, back of the radio to the battery there, if that'll take care of it just that by itself. But then if not, I would think that, you know, some ferrites here, there, and everywhere might be in order.
Yeah, my batteries, see, I have two batteries in this diesel truck, and they're up next to the firewall, good and close, and then I've got those run down the driver's side to come in back there to the passenger cab. So the long and the short of it, the only thing I've been thinking about this, and the only thing I can think of that could actually create that popping sound like that, since I don't have an ignition system per se, is possibly the fuel injectors. You know, the fuel injectors are electronic, you know. Maybe possibly that's it. So who knows?
According, it's all vehicle noise, engine noise, something, it's all in one category, so to speak. So I do know that if you don't power the radio up properly, that will happen almost guaranteed. So that would be the first thing I'd fix. Steve, I got to run. I'll be back in a little bit. Holler at me when you get her wired up. ND7J.
Will do. ND7J, KN4BWA. I'll give you a holler. 33. Clear.